everyone. Welcome to the CR England podcast. This is Ellie England, and we have a really exciting episode today. Erin Shepherd and I interviewed my grandma, Jan England, and her stories are pretty amazing. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Okay. Are we ready? All right. So we have someone who's one of my favorite people in the entire world ever, pretty much. And this is my grandma. Hi, grandma. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jan England, better known as Ellie's grandma. And I'm so proud.
As Ellie's. She's also, I mean, she's the mother of...
Chad, know? Josh, Zach, and TJ.
Yep. And
do you always say them in chronological order?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I even call them number one, number two, number three, number four. This is my number three son, Zach. I do. It's ridiculous.
You know, I love it. I think it's funny. I think it's great. And then also, you're also married to...
Dan England.
Dan England. And we're going to learn a lot about... We're going to talk a lot about those kind of things a little in a second, but... First, we want to get to know you a little better. I mean, I know you really well, but I think everyone else should know you really well, too.
Thank you.
So, I just want to know, like, let's hear a little lore about your where you grew up. How you grew up. Let's talk about what did you want to do when you grew up?
Oh.
When you were little.
This wasn't on the list.
It wasn't?
No, but I like it.
Okay.
Okay, I was born in Burbank, California. Lived there 5 years, but we went to the ocean every day of my life.
I'm so and jealous.
Sounds like just, a horrible childhood.
Oh, I know, poor me. My grandma lived there, and my grandpa, he died pretty young. But so we went back. We moved to Salt Lake because my dad was transferred, and then... We went back every year, of course, to see our grandma, and great memories, great memories. In fact, when I go to California, it is the weirdest thing. The smell triggers
your childhood,
memories of my childhood. Oh. It's real. It's so weird how that happens. And then when I'm there for a little bit, I get used to it, and it's not. It doesn't anymore. Yeah. But yeah, I had a wonderful. We moved to Holiday. And I absolutely loved it. That was way back in the day when Holiday was like as far south as Salt Lake City went.
So did you go to high school here in Utah?
Went to high school at Olympus High School.
We went to the same high school.
Go Titans.
Okay. Go Titans.
Yeah.
Yay!
And so your husband went to a rival high school, if I know.
I feel so bad for him. He went to Skyline.
Poor guy went to Skyline.
Although they did have a better cheer song. They definitely did.
Because he was a cheerleader, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And so were you.
Yes, that's right. We didn't know each other. He's way older than me.
Yeah,
2 years.
He's old. He's ancient.
Yeah.
So you didn't meet through cheerleading?
No, we didn't.
Well, how did you and Dan meet?
We met. We were both going to the U, and we...
That's the University of Utah that we say...
The U.
Here in Utah, the U, but yes.
Yes, University of Utah. And we actually met on a double date. I was with his friend.
Oh, so you were in on a date with him?
Oh.
No. Ooh. No. And he was with my friend from high school.
Did you have him picked out immediately, or did it take some time?
He actually, I'm so glad he isn't here to rebut on this one, but he was driving, and I could see he kept looking at me in the rearview mirror. He did.
Oh.
Yeah.
He knew.
We went to, he was in a fraternity, and we went to Sun Valley to Sigma Chi formal.
Okay, fine.
And... So we were there the weekend together. But then, it's a long story. He did the worst line ever.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Okay. Yes. He went, I didn't think of him again because he was really with Jane. And I was dating other people. And he went away to summer camp for the Army, for National Guard, for Reserves. Uh-huh. And I was up at the U in the library studying with a friend, and he came walking up, and I hadn't seen him for months and months. And
I'm scared.
My heart started pounding. It was the weirdest thing. And he got down on one knee.
No.
And
Before you went on a date,
you know,
he did?
Proposal first.
No.
You know.
No, just to deliver this line. He said, hey, I've got a problem. Can I drive you home? Let's get a Coke or something. And I need help with this problem. Could you let me drive you home? And my girlfriend said, fine. So guess what the problem was? How do I break up with Jane?
No!
Yes.
Oh. To you?
Yes.
What did you do? Were you girl's girl?
No, because my heart was pounding. And I obviously said, I have no idea. I've never had to break up with a girl
with
before.
A girl?
So that's, anyway, aww, that's kind of the early days.
I always wondered, I've seen pictures of you and Dan when you were younger, and I thought, how did he pull this off? Dan's a big deal. Dan's a big deal. Don't get me wrong.
But. Oh, you're so sweet. Anyway, to end that, he broke up with her. We started dating, and we were married 6 months later.
6 months?
Oh, yeah. That's quick.
Oh,
yeah,
that is quick.
We knew. We just knew.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. Yes. We've been married 53 years. We've had, 40 good ones. I'm just joking.
That's pretty good average.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
That was funny. All right.
What was it like marrying into the England family?
You know, that is such a good question.
Yeah.
My family wasn't, these were early, early days, and we just lived below Wasatch Boulevard in Salt Lake City, and he lived east of Wasatch Boulevard.
So you were on the wrong side of the tracks?
I was on the wrong. Actually, I was. We had just a little home and loved it. I never, aww. What was it like marrying into the England family?
do you have any, your first memories of meeting Jane?
The company
yes.
was
and
pretty
June.
Small back then, still kind yes. of a humble beginnings when you came around, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So there were 25 trucks aww. At that time. Now, somebody may correct me on that, like Dan, but there were about 25 trucks. So, but it was a big deal. So much pride in those trucks. At Christmas time, no matter what was happening, we would go, because you have to remember how little we were. We tried to get all of our drivers in to be home at Christmas,
yeah.
and they were mostly all from Salt Lake. And we would have a company party at a local hotel.
Aww.
And, it was a big deal to go down and see all of these 25 trucks lined up. And so, there was a lot of pride at that point in where they had come from and how far they'd gotten. But meeting Jane, that was an experience. So Dan and I, our first date was skiing.
Aww.
And
that's not a bad first date.
Yeah,
I'm starting to understand
date.
How he pulled this off.
It was, it was a good first date. I wore goggles and uh-huh. neglected. I was probably so in awe of Dan, and my heart was still pounding.
Aww.
So I didn't put sunblock on. And that night, he'd invited me to go to the company party, which was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
You showed up looking like a raccoon.
Oh, Gene. I met Gene and June. Gene's, I will never forget the look on his face. He said, what happened to you? I went skiing. I still remember feeling kind of really embarrassed, and it wasn't, but they were great. It was a wonderful event because we celebrated all of the drivers and their wives, and anybody who worked for us was at this party, and it was like, everybody looked forward to it, and to be able to stand there and thank people. This is so pre any technology.
Yeah.
So to be able to really reach out to everyone all together, it was a great event. So
yeah.
That was the first time I met Gene and June.
Aw, what?
So, go ahead, Ellie.
What year were you married?
We were married in 1971.
Okay.
Yeah.
So time of the hippies, right?
Yeah, very much
yeah,
time
pretty,
of the hippies.
Pretty.
Would you say, I saw your Farrah Fawcett look.
I know. That's the only time in my life I've had hair.
Yeah, you were pretty short now.
Well, yeah.
We'll put that picture online, but it's you with a Kenworth. Do you know the photo we're talking about?
Yes, I do.
It has Charlie's Angels vibes.
Yes.
All about it. Her Farrah Fawcett hair.
Don't blame me for the styles. It's not my fault.
I think you look
great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you
movie star. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah.
So you drove when you, how long after you were married before you and Dan, he went to law school, but if I know the lore right, you guys drove a truck during the summers while he wasn't in school?
You bet. It was just one summer.
Okay.
And what happened is I had just graduated. He'd completed his first year of law school. You can't work during your first year of law school. So that first year of our marriage, I was going to school full time and working as much as I could and living off of student loans. So, and I got a job. I graduated and got a job teaching fifth grade in the fall. And so Dan said, oh, I'm going to drive to earn money. I mean, we had nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And so I said, well, if you're going to drive, I'm going to drive.
Yes.
And he goes, what? And what I can't believe is that Jean let me do this. And my mom, all through my life, has just said to me, are you sure? You know, and that's as far as she got with changing my mind on anything. But so we went over and...
Well, your options were stay at work and let Dan go out on the road or kind of stay with him, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and it sounded exciting. And little did I know what hard work it is. It is such hard work. And particularly when I took the night shift. Dan gave me the night shift.
Because so how did that happen?
Well,
he's just like, hey, I get tired.
Yeah,
exactly. He's a sleepy one.
Well, and I was so just wide awake because there I am. I mean, I weighed about a little over 100 pounds. At that time, I'm 5'2". Uh-huh. And so I wish I could say that now. But so I had a block at my foot. I sat on a pillow. I had a pillow behind me. And at that time, for you drivers out there, there were no automatic trucks. I mean, I can't even believe now there are automatic trucks.
Yeah.
They were 10 gears.
Yeah.
And so really, you stayed pretty busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
At that time. And at night, there anytime you wanted to change lanes, there's markers. You had to do the lights right. You had to. One experience that we had was on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And he was in the sleeper, and I needed to stop at the rest stop. And for about 2 hours, this group of trucks and I were driving. And our trucks would go fast uphill, I think this is right, at the time, and then slower down. But the East Coast trucks would be the opposite.
Oh.
Or I could have that backwards. But so we were like jockeying for 2 hours on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It's just rolling hills forever.
So you're not just staying local. You're going all over the place.
Oh, we went coast to coast.
Country. Okay.
Yeah, coast to coast. And so... this one time, I had to stop at the rest stop, and so I pulled over, and a bunch of us pulled over at the same time that had been driving, basically, together. And Dan got out of the sleeper, and he just said, when I popped out and ran into the rest stop, all these, like, 6'5 drivers, 300 pounds, you know, they couldn't, at that time, there were no women drivers.
Never heard of
literally. Them. Yeah. In the rest stops or truck stops, there were no women's facilities at all.
So what was that like?
That Dan would have to clear it out, and then I would shower. I'd go in and quickly shower.
But he'd go out there and ask people to leave find a single and
just
stand guard.
Yeah, stand guard. We had to do that. One thing that was really challenging during that time was because we were trying to save every penny, we would do a long trip, like to Long Island, come back to Salt Lake. I'd go to the grocery store, pack the cooler with all the food for the trip.
So you did the night driving and the cooking?
And the cooking and the laundry. And I'm sounding like a whiner.
No.
It was challenging. And I think,
I can imagine.
I mean, drivers, I do remember unloading trucks when all these lumpers would just be sitting there watching. Yeah. That bugged me.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's
I just
weird.
Thought, that's rude.
Yeah.
That's rude.
There's a lot of boxes in a trailer.
Yeah, there are a lot of boxes. But, you know, it was an amazing experience. It really, I would never do it again.
Yeah.
I've never been on a truck trip since. So that kind of tells you. But we had some experiences. One time, you truckers out there will die when, particularly safety wise, when we're so into safety.
Yeah, I'm the safety VP too.
Oh gosh. Okay.
No, you can. We've evolved as an industry a lot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
There's
then.
Somebody that wants you out there, Aaron. I'm just kidding.
Oh. I fell for it.
We all look.
I fell for it.
So I didn't know. I was driving. This is so embarrassing to admit. So Dan's in the sleeper, and I'm driving, and we're in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he comes out, and we're driving right in front of the White House. Or was it the Capitol? The Capitol or the White House, I can't remember.
Yeah, they're all right down there.
Which,
yeah.
Which is absolutely no truck zone. And I missed the notice.
Uh-oh.
I missed the sign. And he is, so that was an
Did
event.
You get pulled over?
No, just by Dan.
Yeah.
Just by Dan.
Yeah. So that, another funny, you can edit all these out if you want.
No.
We love trucking stories. Oh, this is what it's all about. Uh-huh.
This is a good one for you truckers out there. So I'm driving, and this is in the olden days when we had no Qualcomm. I mean, that was the first thing we got.
So you would call in and get your load. Like, it was all payphone or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
at a truck
stop.
Did our logs manually by a notebook.
Like, with a note. Yeah, I remember I saw one on... there was, an archive of a bunch of Gene, my granddad's stuff, and I saw a logbook.
Logbook.
Super cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Pretty cool, I guess. But
pretty cool, also very tedious.
Very
I can
tedious.
Imagine.
Anyway, we're driving along, and Dan was in the sleeper. I'm telling all these stories about him sleeping.
Yeah.
He loves
he
to
works
sleep.
Hard.
He works hard.
He works hard. We'll
works
tell
hard.
Some Dan stories
for
in a
me. Anyway, I'm driving, and I thought, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to surprise him. He taught me how to go through way stations.
Oh.
And I thought, I'm going to surprise him. This is going to be so awesome. Little did I know that we had shifted. I hope I'm not going to get us in trouble. We had shifted.
I think the statute of limitations of things that happened
it's
in the
okay.
70s are okay
it's
now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're good.
We'd shifted the weight on the fifth wheel so that it was a smoother drive.
Oh, yeah.
But we needed to get it back to go through the way station. Well, Dan comes flying out of the sleeper when he realized we were stopped in line at the way station. And I might add that all he had on was his underwear because he'd been sleeping. And so he comes out, throws me. Oh, he didn't throw me, but he got me into the other seat.
He's a gentleman still.
He threw you in a chivalrous way.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so he is, jerking us back and forth, trying to get the weight shifted back on the fifth wheel. And all of a sudden, it's our turn to go through, and the light didn't, we didn't pass. Red light, go around the back. So we go around the back, and a guy jumps up on the running board, and, Dan rolls the window down. He's sitting there in his underwear. The guy looks at Dan like, are you crazy? And we're thinking we're getting a ticket,
No.
Well, it turns out the guy said, there is a juvenile delinquent that has escaped, and I'd like to talk to you about your passenger. And I was so offended that they thought I was a juvenile, 16-year-old juvenile
delinquent. How old were you at the time?
I was 22. To be called a delinquent was insulting. So anyway, they go, he said, she's my second seat.
See, they didn't even buy it that he should be your husband looking at you two together back in the day.
No. They said, something's not right.
Yeah, she's too cute for him. What's going on?
So funny. So they said, let's see your logs. Luckily, my logs were up to date.
Oh, that's good.
And so I showed him my logbook, and they let us go on our way. But the look on his face at Dan in his underwear was, we had some great stories.
I've worked here 23 years. I don't think I've ever seen Dan in anything but a collared shirt.
He's got his polo on.
Yeah, he is.
You've got to come up to the farm.
Yeah, I got to.
He's got his t-shirts.
Yeah. He wears his farmer hat. Oh, yeah.
Does he have overalls yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, we need to come see him at the farm.
Oh, he's a different person. Please. Yeah, he loves it.
He loves that farm.
So I drove only that summer, and I started teaching. Little did I know I was pregnant. And I had to quit because I was threatening to lose that baby to miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And no wonder I was so tired.
Yeah.
So I lost that baby, and then Chad came.
And then
came
Chad had a coddled pregnancy, and that explains his awesomeness.
Yeah. Okay. He said, come back.
Hey. I'm back.
Hey there.
Anyway, that was the end of my career driving.
Yes.
But I do have to say, I admire so much drivers and their efforts for safety and just their hard work. It is hard work.
It just gives you a different perspective if you've been in a truck for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So as you guys have made business decisions over the last 50 years, I mean, how many times have you thought about your time in the truck? I assume you've leveraged it a bunch.
Yeah, and it's come up. You know, it's come up a lot because it's unusual, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm grateful to have had the experience, and it makes me understand and admire and appreciate our drivers so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Well, and women drivers, it's awesome. We've got quite a few now.
Yes, you do.
It's nice the industry is kind of involved. Hopefully there's restroom facilities.
Oh, there are.
Yeah. Every place, we hope.
Yeah.
Out there, but.
We love our CR England women.
Yes.
They're pretty cool.
For sure. I'm really proud of it, of mm-hmm. them. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's really awesome. Yeah. I love hearing about.
Did you get a bottle of CR England nail polish yet?
No.
Oh, marketing plug.
Yeah. So,
hey, everyone, you want your red to match, your rig to match your red nails?
Oh, that's so cute.
We have some CR England red nail polish. We'll get you a bottle. No, but we had it made up for, I guess anybody can wear it nowadays. I've got a 19-year-old that'll paint his nails sometimes. But it matches our truck color.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's kind of fun, huh?
To your rig, everyone. Message the marketing team if you want some. It's pretty cool. So we kind of segued a little bit into Chad, which brings up, I mean, what was it like raising four boys? I know you had one sister.
Yes.
You didn't grow up with boys.
No.
So what was it like raising four boys?
Shocking.
Yeah. So the Englands Ellie's rare. You guys don't have a lot of girls. When I started here, I thought, well,
the England family only
lets the men work here. And then I realized you guys only have boys. Dean only had boys.
Yeah.
You and Dan only had boys.
That's right.
So at least you got
each one of our sons got a girl.
Yep.
Which is
just one.
That's
amazing.
It's really fun.
It's been so much fun.
Yeah, but was it pretty chaotic?
You know, it definitely was.
Yeah.
But as I look back, I think I was a really hard teenager and lots of emotions, lots of hormones. And I think I didn't realize how lucky I had it.
Oh, with all boys?
With all boys. I mean, there was always something was flying around or somebody was
getting up to funny
pushed or
shenanigans.
Yeah. So, but I'm definitely a boys' mom for sure. I love sports. Mm-hmm. I loved supporting them. I'd go watch their football practices. It was awesome actually. But I am so blessed. Dan and I are so blessed to have four beautiful daughters-in-law. I mean, that is a gift. Mm-hmm. And then we have our four beautiful granddaughters.
Aww.
Yeah.
So it's brought a
So you got your daughters eventually.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
But did you wish TJ was a girl? Has that ever been publicly said?
Actually, Dan was hoping for a girl more than me.
Oh, was
I
he?
Was
really?
So okay. into boys. I was so totally Chad, Josh, and Zach are 2 years apart.
Yeah.
And then I
Wait
really
a little bit.
couldn't handle much more. So we waited about 3.5 years, and then TJ was born. And I didn't ever expect to get a girl at that point.
Yeah.
So
you'd accepted it.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I actually loved it. Mm-hmm. So
I've heard a lot of really great, funny stories.
Yes.
Of these boys when they were young and the things they get up to.
Yes.
I know there was one. I don't know if you want to talk about this one, but I've heard a really pretty funny story about my dad dyeing a dog. They colored the
dog. Oh, my gosh.
So your dad's Josh, just to clarify.
Yes.
For him.
My dad, Josh, he's a silly one, that Josh. He's got a wild side to him. You wouldn't know it, but he does.
He's very soft-spoken.
Yes.
And so adventuresome. I mean, mm-hmm. like for...
You would never guess just by talking to him in a meeting that he would jump a side-by-side off a jump or...
Right.
Never.
You'd never think that.
Yeah, but he's the one getting injured in
all
sorts of crazy stuff.
That's
yeah.
right. For graduation from high school, all he wanted was paragliding lessons.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know
that.
That's
dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, that's
did
nice
you buy
and
it
dangerous.
For him?
Nice and dangerous.
Yeah, you bet.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, we were not the best parents, so we bought that for
him. No, yeah.
No, they all turned out pretty good.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Josh, I have a couple things here about Josh. One thing, I mean, we've already talked about how you wouldn't know that he could be so adventuresome. But he loves, he and Dan are like clones.
They are the same person.
They are the same. It's really weird, even to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they just last night were talking about on our adjoining farms, how many barbed wire fences they've got to take down, and how there's a place for a new trail for the side by sides, and let's build a bridge over the creek. And they just are. They
farmer
absolutely
buddies.
Love the out of doors and our farms.
Yes, I love.
Yeah,
you see the back of their heads and you don't know who's who.
That's true. They're the same.
They're very like. Who's the most like you though?
Which TJ.
One? TJ's the most like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. TJ's more a Gibson. My maiden name.
He does look a lot like you too.
Yeah. He.
He's the snazzy dresser, and
he is. Isn't it interesting?
Well, they're all. I don't want to say any of them are poorly. They're all well dressed, but TJ seems pretty fashionable.
Mm-hmm. He definitely. Speaking of that, when he was a little guy, like about 3, he had a flat top and the most amazing flat top. And everybody, no matter where you went, Disneyland, everybody is. Touching
his flat top.
Darling.
Oh, it was a good flat top if they want to touch it. It's a
fabulous
good one.
Flat top. Okay. Yes. And so, but one thing about TJ and dressing, he loved to dress up when he was little.
Oh.
And I think, now I could be wrong on this, and I hope he doesn't hear this, but I think it was Chad's wedding where they were all wearing tuxes. Mm-hmm. He took off with his friends and in a convertible and just went driving around. Because he liked how he looked in his tux. And then he wanted a tux after that.
It's a whole James Bond thing. Us guys can resonate with that.
He was feeling himself.
But TJ, I have a story about him that is still to this day, I can't believe this happened. So Dan and I were out, and we had neighbor boys, and they congregated at our house. And all the upstairs bedrooms, all the bedrooms were upstairs, and the boys were... All and their preteens, our boys, and all the neighbor boys. And TJ was like about 8, I think. Or I remember it as younger, but he's
they're not
pretty young.
Here.
Yeah,
pretty young. So all of a sudden, they hear something downstairs and they see, you can kind of see down into the entry from the bedrooms. They see a stranger has come in the house and is walking into the kitchen, and they didn't. No, they were all, to be honest, scared to death.
Yeah, right. I don't blame them.
Hiding under beds, grabbing rods from the closet, and somebody, I don't know who, said, "TJ, go down and see who it is."
And the 8-year-old.
What does he do? He goes down.
Oh, he
and
did.
Says, "What are you doing? What are you doing here?" And he said, well, I'm here to see somebody, a random name. And he said, well, they don't live here. And then the guy went down into the basement, got some of our food from the basement. Well, pizza was in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
He went down into, we had some 72-hour packs, got into those, got some granola and different stuff, and walked out the front door. But I'll never forget. I mean, TJ
That's a burglary.
That is a burglary. Come to think of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But TJ has always been really good at talking to adults. Or strangers burglarizing your house.
That's why he's our lawyer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's,
yeah.
That's
he
been,
can make
he knows
a good
how
argument.
To get people out of the,
Yeah. But that was a story that goes down in history
that
in our family.
I've heard that story before.
I report directly to Chad. Give us some good Chad
give us,
tea. What
give
was
us
Chad
the,
like?
Give us
a
the
kid?
Lore.
Okay. You know, Chad, I think you all know he's got a great sense of humor, very dry.
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Yeah. I have to say, Chad, when I think of Chad, I think of him being the leader of the pack. So there was Chad at 4. Well, let's say Chad at 6, Josh at 4, and Zach at 2. And they just were a little pack. That's why I didn't dream of
having. So he included his little brothers. He wasn't a lone wolf. He took his brothers with him everywhere.
They were always together. Always together. They played, we had a lot of boys their age in our neighborhood, and they played tons of sports. And just they were always together. One thing about Chad is I could go into the 11-month-old one. We were given a really bad diagnosis that he may never walk. It didn't turn out that way, but he did have to have surgery at 3.5 and was in a body cast for 6 months. And I mean, Josh was a baby. I don't know how he survived because I don't remember him at all during that time.
He was neglected.
Yeah. He was a neglected child.
Well, he turned out okay.
He did. He made it. But Chad had to lay. He could lay on his back in this cast or on his side for the first 3 months. And, you know, he's kind of newly potty trained, did great. Never a complaint. In fact, Dan made an easel for him. And we got art stuff. And he, I don't know if you know this about him, but he is a really good artist.
And so are you.
Well,
yeah,
thank you.
He got that from you.
Thank
you. I do
She's
love
a
it.
Beautiful, beautiful painter.
But he, I mean, he really.
Yeah,
excels.
The first time he doodled, I was like, oh, I didn't. Like, he kept that hidden for a decade. But yeah, he can.
He's got a really good eye. He's got a lot of talent in art. And he also, I taught him to read when he was 3.5 because he was just laying there. And we got Fisher-Price toys that were like the safari and different things. And he'd lay on his side and just pretend and never once a complaint. And I really believe he
had to get that from Gene.
He what an attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, a great attitude. We made our mantra at that time, don't focus on what you can't do, focus on what you can do.
I love that.
And we have gone by that our whole lives. Mm-hmm. And now as I'm getting older, I really am going by that again.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what you can do and be grateful. And so
I mean, those values are valuable today, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your business happened, and you got to be calm and resilient and
Absolutely.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
And
you can
Absolutely.
Tie it back to the company, totally, and driving.
Yep. So anyway, I do admire that quality in Chad, and he's been through, as we go through hard times in life, we either fail or we get strengthened, and he's gotten strengthened. And so I admire his attitude about life and about dealing with issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that wasn't very funny, but.
Well, I think it's still a really valuable story.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Who are we leaving out? Zach?
Zach.
You know, he might be one of the most lovable guys in the company. What was he like as a kid?
He was. Okay.
Was he naughty? Because I feel like he might. I feel like he might have been the naughty one.
He was mischievous. Is a word that Dan would describe him. Let me say something really I'll say this, and then I'll say something really positive.
Yeah, I'm naughty too, so I admire that quality. Oh. Like I want,
I was naughty. Yeah, okay, yeah. So we relate. He was a handful. He just was a handful. He was busy, and three was a lot more than two little boys. Yeah. You know, I have two hands, so I could handle two better than three.
So he wiggled loose a little bit more than the other two.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Okay.
He always played when you think of the group in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
So he was, this is kind of something I haven't ever shared with anybody, but so he was the very, very youngest in his class. Mm-hmm. In fact, his preschool teachers thought we should hold him back for emotional reasons because it would be hard for him to be with older kids. So he was almost a whole year younger. So we decided because of all the friends that were in our neighborhood that were going to school, we thought he would be so bored. So we made the decision to send him. So we sent him to school, and lo and behold, Zach, we're told, it was actually in third grade, he needs to be in the gifted group.
Wow.
He's just needs to be in the gifted group. He's so smart. And so we said, we didn't realize at the time that third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders were all in the same
together.
Group. All together.
Wow.
So he's actually a second grade age in with even sixth graders.
Yes.
And it was just not a good experience for him. Oh. He felt a lot of pressure.
That is scary. Oh.
And so, that kind of says a lot about what he's capable of.
Yeah, he's overachieving for sure.
He's very smart. Yep, very smart. But mischievous. I don't know what else to say.
Did him and TJ band up a little bit more? Or?
No.
Okay.
And when TJ came, the three were their little posse, and
he was the outsider.
TJ, I wouldn't call him an outsider. He was more like a toy.
He's a baby.
Okay, I can picture that.
Yeah, like, I can just see it right now. Chad, Josh, and Zach pushing TJ in an umbrella stroller on our road. They loved him. They absolutely adored him.
That's so cute. I remember seeing a picture of Zach dressed up as Batman and my dad dressed up as Robin.
Yes, yes.
And then what was TJ? Do we remember? I mean, what was Zach and TJ?
Maybe. Oh, you're asking me to remember their Halloween costumes.
It was so cute. It was so funny.
He was a pirate. He was a darling little pirate one time.
Pirate.
Yeah. I can't remember.
So cute.
Yeah.
I remember there's a video of Chad and Zach and Josh doing a performance for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And me and my family still quote this. Zach says something. He doesn't say what they were planning on, what they rehearsed. And so Chad goes, Zach. And Josh goes, Dah! And we still quote that.
Yeah.
And say, Zach, Dah!
Yeah. That we say that all the time. And one of them one time said, I didn't know. And so anytime we say that, we go, I didn't know. You know, like, same video. Yep, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any funny nicknames for those boys?
Oh, I do. Chad Rat.
They may make us edit this out depending on what they are. No,
these are just for mom and dad. No. Chad Rat from just.
Yes. Yeah. From the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Okay.
So Shadrach is always,
Yes.
And then Josh Bagosh.
Okay.
Yeah. The Big Z. Our neighbor actually called him
the Big Z.
The Big Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And T.
Just T. Where does TJ come from?
Oh, my gosh.
This is a story.
So I was running out of my favorite boy names, obviously.
Okay.
By far.
Yeah.
So my friend had a darling boy named TJ. And I'm sure it stood for something, but I didn't care because I thought TJ was darling. And so there was a big debate, you know, he has to have a name. So Dan named him.
Was it Tyler?
Jonathan.
Tyler Jonathan.
And but we all called him TJ. It was never Tyler. And so all of a sudden, he at church or at school, somebody, it was on the roll, Tyler.
Okay.
And somebody called Tyler, and he didn't respond. And Tyler. I mean, that was like,
yeah,
not even.
Yeah, that's not, he didn't even know that was his name. Yeah.
And so I talked Dan into going down, and we spent the day with our little TJ down at the records department. I don't know where we were, yeah, downtown, and changed it to TJ, no dots.
Mm-hmm. So I have a 19-year-old right now.
Okay.
How did you get these guys from teenager to just good dudes?
Oh, my gosh.
Good adults. Was that painful?
You know,
I feel like I'm lucking out right now, but the jury's still out. The jury's still out. Yeah.
I feel like we lucked out. I do have to say, I have thought about parenting.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is just luck if they choose what you hope they choose.
Yeah.
And if they don't, it's their path.
It's their life.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
But I really did feel like I was very firm in this one principle. Well, always unconditional love. Always.
Yeah.
Always, always, always.
Yeah.
And learning from mistakes, you know, that's always important. But I always felt it was super important for them to be held accountable for their actions. And so they would know what the consequences would be, and it would be their choice what they decided, and then they would have the consequence of whatever they chose.
And then you'd have the follow through, right?
And okay, so I'll give you an example. This is your dad, Josh.
Oh yes, he got into
I can't think of him ever being in trouble.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He sees a locked door and he opens it. He's like, I'm gonna go through. Oh, that says no trespassing. I'm just gonna walk through there.
Yeah,
he's silly.
So we did have a little problem with Josh when he was two. The only problem we've had in his whole entire life is I had a 4-year-old that I got ready to go. I had a 2-year-old that had to have socks on perfectly. And I had a baby.
I've heard this story before.
That I just fed, and we needed to get somewhere. And we needed to get somewhere before we had to feed the baby again. And Josh was so particular about his socks being on right. It really, I really wanted to wring his neck. Not a big thing, yeah, obviously, but he was very particular about those socks. So one thing about Josh is he's very methodical.
In
everything.
Very organized.
Yeah. Very organized and methodical. And that showed up in putting on his socks. I do it myself. That was his whole thing. I do it myself. Well, when you've got an hour to get someplace and back.
Yeah, you want to hurry.
You're on a timeline. So time was a little bit of a thing with Josh. And so we had carpool for the three boys for grade school, elementary school. And Josh was continually late. And finally, I said to him, okay, because the whole eight boys would be late for school.
Yeah.
Because he was slow and in doing whatever, all that he needed to do. Mm-hmm. And so this was a really challenging time. So I said, when they got home from school, okay, I've made a decision, Josh, and all of you, if you are late for carpool, carpool is going without you. I don't care if it's a blizzard. I don't care if it's a storm. I don't care what is happening. It's rude to keep all these people waiting. And so if you choose to be late by not organizing your time, then you will walk to school. Not only that, I sound like a witch.
No, you don't.
You will talk to the principal, Mr. Kelly. And so the next day, you absolutely know what's going to happen. Josh isn't ready for carpool.
Oh.
And I say, okay, you're walking to school. And it was a rainy day. And school was not super close. It was doable. But those little legs, you know.
Yeah, that was back when you just let your kids walk loose wherever.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, it was safe.
I'm the same age as Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was safe enough.
Yeah.
You know. But so he finally walked to start it off to school, and I called Mr. Kelly, and I said, oh, this is what I've done. Don't be mean to him. Oh. I'm just trying to teach him a lesson. And so I got in the car and followed way behind and made sure he safely made it there. But I will tell you, he was never late again. Wow. And I feel like that was a good thing to be consistent in that. And so I have no idea how to help your 19-year-old, and good luck.
Yeah, he's a good one. But,
but I do also think that making mistakes is part of how you learn.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
I think that's beautiful.
That's the best I can do,
the family work ethic is pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How do you keep that, so I've spent time with Gene, and you'd watch him. He'll pick up garbage back when he was alive, he'd pick up garbage in the parking lot in his 80s, 90s.
Yeah, absolutely.
To figure out anything. And then you saw his boys, and they weren't silver spoon guys. And so then you get your kids. They all work hard. They roll up their sleeves. They drive. They do. How do you keep that going? Like, if you read books, keeping kind of work ethic and drive alive in a family business. Now, I guess Ellie's generation 5.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
It's so crazy.
Maybe it's genetic, but is there a secret sauce, do you think, in the England family culture that...
I think it's example. Yeah. I really do think. I don't know other than that.
They just saw their dad...
Yeah, work
busting his
so
butt
hard.
And
you know, in the early days, I called these our days the early days. Obviously, not the earliest days of the trucking company. But so we joined. Well, Dan was in private practice for a bit in law, but then he came, and I really feel like you know, there's a great deal of pride in a good way, just. A love of what's been built by those before.
Sure.
And I think that has something to do with it. But example, I guess, and luck. I feel so lucky that all four of our sons and all of Dan's brothers.
Yeah.
Just hard workers. And
they really are.
I do think, though, that the example of what went on beforehand with Gene and the early beginnings, mm-hmm. you know, is instilled in
it's
them.
It's very inspiring.
Yeah,
I guess it's you watch your grandpa and your dad figure things out, pick up stuff
work
on
hard.
Weekends, be on the phone, work. You take, you see that example.
Yeah, Dan, when our boys were young, I mean, it was 6 days a week. Dan was always gone. He really was. He made it to games, but he was gone.
Visiting customers and all over the country, figuring things out.
Yeah, well, working. Mainly down here.
Down
well, not this office, but mainly down at work.
Yeah, okay. With the executive team.
Yeah.
I've heard about a lot about this.
Yes, you have.
And later in his career, he was, most people know this, but he was chairman of both TCA and ATA, right? So he did some time in Washington.
He's a busy man.
Yes. That was a great experience. I feel like we had the opportunity through all of those conventions and experiences to know a lot of the owners of the big companies across the country, and had some wonderful, wonderful opportunities. Most people, I can think of one of all the trucking companies that are... the larger trucking companies.
Yeah.
They are absolutely so down to earth and kind and relatable and just good, hardworking people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't be good at this business if you're not in the weeds and as a team, you can't.
Yeah, that's the truth for sure.
It says something about Dan, because being a chairman, it sounds prestigious, but you're not making your company any money, or like you're mm-hmm. looking after the whole industry.
You are. It's
and
service.
It's kind of selfless. Yeah,
it is. It's service for the good of the industry.
Yeah.
And he really, really believes strongly in that.
Yeah. I mean, I think
Ellie, she went to your house and got pictures. We're trying to build some company history documents.
That's so awesome.
And she was able to get pictures of your boys as kids that we leverage now, sneaky fashion, but put it out to the masses sometimes.
Oh, and that's awesome.
I mean, same with that Charlie's Angels picture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we put your picture out there, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Charlie's Angels picture.
Yeah.
So we have albums, like olden days albums with actual pictures. And over the years, there have been so many company roasts or whatever that half of my albums are empty. Because I would
grab stuff.
Hey, give us some pictures of funny pictures of your boys when they were this age. So I'd pull them out, never get them back. You know, now we can obviously take a picture of the picture. And anyway.
I know Grandpa, he likes to help put those photo books together, right?
Yes, he does. He's an organizer. He's a total organizer to the point, well, I'm a sticky note person.
Okay.
I'm very right-brained, sticky note. The inside the cupboard is my
everything
I need
notes.
To know. One time Dan thought he would be so kind, and so without me knowing, he pulled down all my sticky notes, got his legal pad of paper, alphabetized everything.
Oh, wow.
And then handed it to me.
He just can't help himself,
and
can he?
I thought I would die. It was my life. Yeah. It was like losing your phone. I mean, my cup. So little by little, I got my sticky notes back up.
Yeah.
He's very organized. Yes, that's a gift. Organized. That's That actually is something that happened when he first came to the company. His organizational skills, we really didn't realize what a real talent or gift or whatever that was that he had. Because Gene and Bill were entrepreneurs, truckers.
They were the trucking.
Yeah, but still 25 trucks. Like it was nothing like what we have today, right? Our first 50 years of existence were fairly small.
And yes, absolutely.
Dan and his brothers got involved and really
growing did the hands-on office work.
Yeah, but it was just interesting how when Dan came in, he would say, well, what do you think about this business model? Oh, great, do it. I mean, they weren't at all, Bill and Gene weren't interested in business models or building, doing the executive.
Yeah, they were truckers.
The trucks.
Yeah.
The truckers.
Yeah.
Which was great, but it's also awesome how Dan and his brothers were able to come in and just totally transform it.
Grow it.
Totally grow it.
Yep.
It's amazing.
We were looking for a facility in California, and at the time in my job, I was going to look for a new school location in Southern California, and Gene found out about it. And so he said, hey, young man, I want to help you find a property. So I flew down, but Gene took a load, showered in the yard.
Sure.
So I'm picking up garbage, and it was just a humbling experience for me. I was at a place where I thought I was a hot shot kind of in my career. It was pretty humbling that
that's cute.
I got outworked by an 80-year-old guy the whole day. And then he told me he was going to take me somewhere good for dinner. It was all said and done, and we went to Farmer Brothers, the fast food place there. I was expecting something fancy, but he was a simple guy that just loved people. And
absolutely.
Had his Mountain Dew and his Bugles.
Yep.
Yeah, famous for his Mountain Dew, but you see his personality rub off on the family too, where they get it from. You see little pieces of it, and it's awesome.
Oh, that is interesting from your perspective.
Yeah.
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 It's funny because I feel like Gene is just such a loving person, and he's very open about how loving he is. And I think that's totally passed down through the generations.
Do you know, it was interesting, though, from my perspective, how much Gene changed over the years that way.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Did he used to be very like...
He was always so nice, but, so focused on trucks. And they had to be, you know. They had to be. But over the years, oh my gosh, he became so much more sentimental and openly expressive, particularly towards the end, the last few years.
Yeah.
He would say family is everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, for a long time, trucks were everything.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in the business. But I'll tell you one thing about Gene that I think I've noticed his boys and even his grandkids. He didn't care what your position was here. You could be a driver or vice president. There were no perks of leadership. Like, he treated everybody like, that's hey, true. You're part of the team.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I actually, you know, when you, I've 23 years I've worked here. You want to work your way up and be important. Well, Gene didn't care what you did.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, everyone he didn't care equal. What you did. You're part of the team. If you need to go out and move a truck or you
and
need
you're
to go.
Important.
You know, one time I was director of recruiting and he had me helping bake potatoes for, he wanted to get potatoes for drive. Like, you just did what you had to do.
That's right.
And I think it's a cool part about our culture, but it's rubbed off. I see your husband and the, I guess your boys, my boss and his brothers, they're,
The brothers.
Yeah, they treat everybody kind of like family. It's
ooh,
a cool
I'm happy
part of
to
what
hear
we,
that.
It's really a cool part of
I'm
what
so
we
happy
do.
To hear
they
that.
They treat it's, everybody like family at home, or is it a little more cutthroat? Here, we all feel the love.
No, we do have a rule, and have always had this rule, and they really abide by it. When we're at family dinners, we're at family.
It's not
we
a
don't
no
talk
shop.
About work. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
One time,
yeah.
I can think of one time that there was a lot going on here at kind of crisis time.
Yeah.
They came over for, the whole family came over for dinner.
I remember this.
Do you? Mm-hmm. And one of them, I think it was Chad, said, Mom, would you mind if we took 10 minutes and went in the office and talked? And I said, that's fine. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
So they did. They got done what they needed to and came out and not another word. It's family is when we're at family things, we're at family things.
As long as I can remember, it's always been that way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's never been like a family, we're having a barbecue and they're talking business.
Yeah.
It's always.
I've never
family.
Thought about it, but I guess if you spend all day working business, at some point you got to take a break.
Yes.
And still that's, have your relationships and yeah, makes total
that's
sense.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
But it is tempting to take that time to work on an issue.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I admire them and appreciate that they have followed by that request
yeah.
of mine.
I mean, I think it's really awesome how, I mean, you got to watch them come over and take over this family legacy and this family business. And now you're seeing, I mean, there's a few of us that work here as a fifth generation. What's it been like seeing that happen over time?
It's surreal. Aging is surreal. You just don't, you're the same inside and
except everything starts to hurt.
That's the outside part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to answer that question because I mean, I'm 75, and it's hard to believe where we are in life, in the lifespan, you know. And we're very blessed with good health, so we appreciate that very much. But it's so rewarding to see, and I just feel lucky, and Dan does too, I'm sure, and grateful that our boys have made the decisions they've made. Nobody was ever forced to
Dan
work.
Almost didn't stay with the business, right? There was a point that you guys were maybe private practice, or was he always?
He was in private practice for about 3 years.
For 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew that. Okay, history.
You did. I'm glad I remembered it, right? So, yeah, we weren't in here. But then, it got ridiculous because he was doing all of our work. It was kind of like TJ when he was away.
Okay,
it just made more sense to have it in-house.
Right.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Anyway, it's very... very incredibly rewarding. And I know those who have passed on are so proud. I mean, you can
imagine. Even non-England family members that we've had over the years, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big family.
It's
and
a big
there's
family.
A lot of, I mean, you guys have built something from when you had your Fossa hair and 25 trucks to now there's thousands of us that make a living here and
isn't
are part of something
amazing?
Special and it's fun.
It's amazing.
It's remarkable. And I think of Gene and Bill in those, I really do go back to them because at the end of his life, he could remember so much about the early days. He would continue at 103 to tell us new stories.
Mm-hmm. We hear new things all the time.
Yeah, but one that just, I don't know, it just sank in. He would say, you know, we just did what we had to do. We went out, we sold some apples, and got money enough to buy food for that night. And then the next day, we'd do it all over again. We'd go and we'd run up to Idaho. I mean, they lived just
like a very surviving. Humble,
yeah.
Yeah, very humble life.
Yeah. And so, you know, he was always...
This is a tough business. Like, yeah, the failure rate in trucking is really high.
It's true.
So you got to just have some grind to you.
You do. And always. Yeah. One thing I can say that I've noticed in my marriage to Dan and what it's been like, what the company's been like, is I don't know if you'd call it a roller coaster, but it because it's so related to the economy,
yeah,
it has good times, then it has rough times, then it has good times, then it has rough times, and it's always been that way. I've never, you know, 50 years, and I've never seen it not have it.
Yeah, the barrier to entry is buy a truck, right? Yeah. So when things are good, people buy trucks. They flood the market with opportunity. Then people got to fail, and we make sure that's not us.
Yes.
And that's the cycle, yeah.
It is, and the margins are so tight, people don't realize that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of hard work that has gone into it, and I'm proud of everybody. We're so grateful for the team and you know, when Dan was CEO and that team, Gordon Lambert, all that team, mm-hmm. and Mike Bunnell, Keith, all those guys are good friends of ours.
Yeah, Wayne and
Cedarholm. That was a great time, and now we've moved on and we've got another fabulous team, and we're just very blessed.
It's
and
been
we're training
so cool.
We're training the next group, which is awesome.
Yeah,
and still growing.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're bringing it into the mix, but we're adding new dedicated accounts, and
good.
We keep even in a tough market, we're doing well.
Good, so. That's
great
to hear.
It's been really cool to see how it's already been growing. Just as I've been here.
I love having my grandkids have a glimpse of what was the major focus of our lives for all this time.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh,
hey, honey.
We have a visitor.
We have a guest visitor.
Come say hi. Come talk in the microphone.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh England. I'm here to listen to my mom and daughter.
Wow.
And Shep.
Did you hear that ASMR?
And Shep, too.
And
yeah,
Shep.
He has a pretty good radio voice.
I
didn't realize that until
voice.
He just
Josh
did that.
Yeah.
How's it
going? Testing.
I'm going to tell a Josh story.
Okay.
So Josh was, I hope this doesn't
take a seat,
make
Dad.
You sad for me to
make
say this.
Make you sad?
Yeah, no, we can edit this out. If he doesn't approve, we can edit it. We've said we can edit it out probably 15 times today, so you guys will have to
edit that.
Yeah.
When I think of Josh as a little guy, I did tell your sock story. Sorry, honey.
It's cute.
It's part of history. It's not my fault.
Attention to detail. Yeah, no, it works now. Yeah.
Attention to detail. That's a good spin.
Stubbornness can be persistent.
Well, it was. Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
If you didn't have
grit.
A baby waiting to eat. Anyway, what I was going to say, when I think of Josh when he was about 2, I walked into the kitchen. He was a chubby little guy.
Yeah, he was chubby. I saw some pictures. Yeah,
I didn't want to make him feel bad. But
he's lean in me now, but as a baby.
We'll just admit it. He was a chubby little guy. Well, he was sitting in a corner under the cupboard with his legs crossed and the cookie jar in between his legs, just with 2 hands stuffing his mouth with cookies. Yeah, a little known fact.
And he still has a sweet tooth.
He does. He got that from me, sorry.
Ice cream or what's your go-to sweet?
Oh, definitely not ice cream like
Josh,
him.
Josh, your ice cream, right?
I'm pretty much daily ice cream.
Yeah.
If you can't hear Josh, he's
He's daily ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ruined my perception of like dessert because after every meal, I'm like, well, now I have to have a sweet treat.
Yeah, that's true.
After every meal. Dessert.
Mine is chocolate chip cookies.
Mm. Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't.
Well, that's where I got it from then.
Oh, you definitely. It's my fault. Yeah. It's always the mom's fault.
All right. Have fun.
All right, see you, Dad.
Anyway.
Okay, now he just left. We can tell the truth about him.
No, I'm telling he was stuff in his mouth.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean.
He loves EL fudge.
He does.
Yeah, those are good.
He loves EL fudge.
Yeah.
It's just very funny.
So did you ever do the Mountain Dew and Bugles like Gene, or did that ever make the rounds, or that was kind of his thing?
That was his thing. Dan likes Mountain Dew. I'm a total Coke Zero person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you want my history, tab. Diet Coke, Coke Zero.
Coke Zero, you've evolved.
I did spend 16 years clean.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Clean.
I did.
For the record, that's not alcohol and drugs. That's off the Diet Coke.
She's talking Diet Coke.
That's right. No,
that's a long stretch without caffeine or,
It was.
Yeah, that is a long stretch.
It was the day Parker was born and I fell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said, I'm done.
I'm done. Well, I thought it was a bone density problem. I screwed my ankle up.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's a long story. Ellie was in my arm.
I remember that still. I was two. I remember
it. She was two. Yeah.
You got dropped or no?
No. We all slipped. We slipped on the ice because my little brother was born in January. So it was very icy and we all just.
So I was taking the twins up.
Yes, I'm a twin. I have a twin brother.
Yeah, and I was taking him up to see their new baby brother. And I walked around. I got Ellie out, walked around the car, and it was a Bronco, so it was tall, big, and slipped and broke my ankle and dislocated my foot out my heel. And Ellie was in my arms, and we slid under the car.
And we were like,
because it was so icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being very confused.
Yeah. And I'm going, it's okay, it's okay. I call it.
Yes.
Anyway.
Sounds like a pretty coordinated move. Even breaking your ankle, you held on to the kids.
Coordinated one. Ellie first. Yeah. I call 911 for myself.
Yes.
And Zach was actually up in the room with Liz and Josh. And I called Zach because Josh was on crutches.
Oh, doing one of his other adventures.
It was a rough time.
Yeah, rough time in our anyway. Yeah.
Well,
so you made it. You made it through all that. You have your health. You look great. What do you plan to do the next 10 years? What's on the horizon
the
for
holds.
Like what would make Jan happy? What do you want to go do?
I want to be in Eden with Dan.
Yes.
And
so Eden's the farm. You guys bought
Eden's
a farm later
farm.
In life. City
yep.
Dan.
Yep.
Lived in Salt Lake City.
Beautiful,
decided to
beautiful.
Be a farmer in his retirement.
Yeah. Well, kind of.
He's still here running the business here, too. But
I feel like he's going to be like Gene and just kind of.
He's never have a retirement.
No.
Which is fine. That's the way we want it.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh and family are building a house
right next to them.
Right next to us. So we will be, in 10 years, I'm hoping to see a bunch of little greats playing in our lake.
Greats.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What are they going to call you? Are they going to call you Grammy?
You know, well.
I like Grammy.
Is that okay?
I like Grammy.
I love
I
Grammy.
I think Grammy's cute.
Okay, so I had a Grammy. You can edit this.
Yeah, no.
I had
we like grandma stories. These are fun.
Okay, she smoked and drank her whole entire life. She was about 4 feet by the time she died at 94. But right before she died, I went to visit her, and she said, watch this. In grabbed her walker and walked around this place where she was staying, which was just a big circle, and sat down. And it was like she'd run a marathon. And I thought, she is my hero. She is still...
Just at it, huh?
Still trying, yeah.
Your kids have pretty good genetics. If you've got people in their 90s and then between Gene and everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I have some that didn't make it very well, so, you know.
That balances it all out.
That balances
We still have to watch what they
genes.
Eat.
Yeah. We still have to. Gene is a total fluke. He's a freak of nature.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, that just doesn't happen.
He's a freak of nature.
That's what Dan calls it.
105.
So you're looking forward to Eden. What do you do up there for fun? Do you get on the tractor with Dan and
I bought myself, I call it a UV. It's a side-by-side. I said happy birthday to myself.
It's very cool looking.
It is. It's camo. But Dan took our other one. He was always gone with it. So, and I...
She said, no fair.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm getting my own.
Yeah, who drove the truck too?
Yeah.
Who did?
Yeah. So I take off on that and go exploring the mountains. And it's ridiculous, but I feel like when I'm in that, my hair is blowing. I'm free. I can go anywhere I want. I feel like I'm riding a horse, kind of.
Yeah.
You know?
I love
just
it.
This freedom. So I absolutely love that. I love watching the kids in the lake. I'm a swimmer. Once we get the lake cleaned out, I'm planning on doing laps.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know.
You guys bring the grandkids up there quite a bit. They come up and visit.
We're up there all the time.
Yeah, we build it so that there's a place for everybody. It's got a bunk room. There, if we all wanted to converge at the same time, it would work.
Okay.
And so, everybody's invited all the time. We give them a week. We let each one of our sons' families have a week there.
A week at the farm and enjoy it.
And then,
And then it's yours to run wild in your ATV.
We said we're going to be selfish and just use it all the time ourselves for now.
Will you send us a selfie of you and your UTV?
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
Please send us a selfie.
We'll put it on. We'll put it online, but let people see you out doing your thing.
Oh, I will. Okay. I will. Thank you for wanting it.
We can have her recreate her Charlie's Angels Farrah Fawcett picture.
Oh my!
We'll do a before and after.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that would be pretty cool.
We'll put that out online. That'll be good.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks for wanting it.
Well, yeah.
So nice.
I mean, this has been really awesome to hear all of these amazing things. I mean, not everyone gets to listen to you and get to talk to you all the time, which I feel bad for them because I love talking to her. She's the coolest.
So sweet.
Yeah, thanks for being the glue that holds that whole thing together, and we appreciate all you've done.
We wouldn't be where, and none of us would be where we are without you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
I love you.
Appreciate it.
We love her.
I have to give a shout out to my mother-in-law, too.
Yes.
She was an amazing woman. Jean was on the road all the time. And raised six boys, and I follow. She was my mentor.
Okay.
All my Christmas presents I do like she did. Birthday presents I do like she did. She really was my mentor, and it was just her birthday, June 1st, and it was the most tender thing. We have with Dan's brothers and wives. We have a group text, and you wouldn't have believed the sweet things
they were saying about her
about June. Yeah.
Is that why she was named June?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she was named June. But I thought, I hope that my kids will have left an influence on my kids.
Like she did hers.
Like June did.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot in common with all having boys.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We really do.
I did. So we have our cafe here at the corporate office is June's.
Right.
But I ask, what's June's best dish? Is there something that she cooked that you remember that was, memorable?
June's juice, June of course.
Okay.
You heard of June's juice?
I think I have.
It's almost like 100% Kool-Aid with a teeny bit of water.
And it's June juice.
But sugar, loaded with sugar?
Loaded.
And she just rebranded it June juice.
Our family kind of made fun of it, calling it June juice.
She loved her June juice.
Yeah. Yeah, she always, our family dinner stopped because it's a huge family.
Yeah.
But I remember her doing roasts. They were quite dry.
Okay.
Cut that out if you want.
Yeah. No.
But
I'll tell you, June's cafe is delicious, but
yes.
I think it's more.
No, June was a great cook.
Yeah. Okay.
June was a great cook. I'm just
But Gene talked about her. He was always so loving, and he talked about it was her idea to put the crest on the trailer, and he always gave her so much credit for her involvement in the business.
And she deserved it.
And
she deserved it, and they sacrificed a lot.
Yeah.
They did.
And particularly, I think she sacrificed a lot raising those kids with him gone all the time.
Yeah. They kind of talked about she was the main one in charge. The Gene was doing a lot of the business, but she instilled the values and kept things going.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got a chance to bring her up because she was
special.
a huge influence in our lives.
I think she's just as important as Gene was to teaching everyone the work ethic, values, and everything.
That's it. Absolutely.
Well, if you ever make it into June's Cafe, there's some pictures of her and the family in there.
I've seen them.
Yeah.
Oh, we walked through it.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. And I was there for the. We were all there.
Oh,
for
the grand opening. And
That's such
It's great in there.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
This is really awesome.
Well, it's been awesome.
We've bored the drivers out there till they need to get some.
I think it's good to get to know people. Like one of the luxuries working in the office is you get to know people personally.
True.
And when you go drive, it can be pretty isolating.
Yeah.
No question.
You've done it. Yeah. You're behind the wheel. You don't. And so kind of giving people an inside peek, what makes our England family tick and who it is. I think it's fun and special. And we thought we'd start off with the boss.
Bang. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good luck to all of you out there driving. Drive safely, and we appreciate you.
Thanks. Woo-woo.